News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you may have been listening yesterday when we spoke about the lengthy delays public infrastructure projects face in this country. Michael McDougall writing about it in the Irish Times as well today. In particular, we're talking about Dublin buses, Dublin's bus connects, dragged out for 7 years, commuters still not getting the full benefits from it. We sent our reporter Josh Crosby to take a look at the progress of bus connects.
They'll take 5 metres off our garden. We'll be claiming compensation, obviously, for CPO. But what will it actually achieve? And the answer is nothing.
Change is always difficult. People need to, imagine what is the future. The future will be that it'll be easier for your kid to hop on a bus and go to school. It'll be easier for you to get home late. So just try look at the positives.
Waiting for a bus and two come at once. There are high hopes public transport will be improved in Dublin under bus connects. But with more than 700 homeowners impacted by the plans, the project doesn't suit everyone. Liam Bell from the Turnure Road East Residents Association says certain designs need to change.
Well, the plan is to create a very truncated bus lane, and that bus lane will go on for about 100 metres or so and achieve nothing, absolutely nothing, except to widen the road.
So we're standing here literally in your front garden. Mm. You have trees on either side.
Yeah, there's a very, very nice stand of trees, as you can see along here, very old trees. There'll be no bus lane going through Turnure. The bus lane actually stops well short of Turnure, and therefore it achieves absolutely nothing because you'll still have a pinch point in Turnure. Well, we all really do want to have better bus services. We're very united in that. We're also united in our objection and our opposition to this daft plan, which is currently with on board Planola, to extend a bus lane into people's front gardens where there's no necessity to do so at enormous cost.
What are you prepared to do now, or what's next?
Currently in the hands of Board Planola, and they're going to make a decision on that. And when that happens, we'll have an opportunity to challenge that decision if it goes against us. And Board Planola can amend the plan, crazy NTA plan if I want to say it. They can amend it. Hopefully they will. Hopefully we will have better bus services, which is what everybody here wants, but not at the cost of the environment and not at huge financial cost as well.
Liam's house is along a section of the planned Talent to Turnure bus corridor, but for Liam and his neighbours on a 120 metre stretch, it's the waiting game on what the outcome will be. I'm on my way to Dublin 8 now to visit an area where Phase 4 of Bus Connects is in operation to see how it's working. The G-Spine rolled out in 2022 and these locals have mixed feelings about public transport.
I do think there's a great improvement in the bus services. Our buses are going further.
It's after improving a lot. In this row here now, I get the bus usually about 8 o'clock a weekday morning, and sometimes be 3 or 4 buses would go by before you get one that's any space on, so it still needs a lot of improvement, I think.
And in the area here now, was there much changes done to the road layout and that?
Well, they've brought in new routes on this one over the last year or two, but the roads are still the same. This road here on the lead up to this hospital is going to be a nightmare once the hospital's open, so God knows if it's bad now, God knows what's going to be like next year when the hospital opens up.
This is one of the first new phases of the bus connects to open up. Has it changed the area in any way?
No, it hasn't changed the area anyway. The area is still the same.
Are you noticing more buses fly up and down?
Definitely, or loads more buses.
I live just across the street here, yeah. We have 3 buses that pass here. Now they all used to go to O'Connell Street, which was grand. You get on, you go to O'Connell Street. Now you have to be careful that you don't get on the wrong bus.
But they didn't have to do any major work to your area here. Your garden was safe enough.
Well, no, we live on a very broad road. Emmett Road is a fairly big broad road, so we were looking at that.
You're happy with public transport in general?
I wouldn't say. I'm not going that far.
A success in an area where there were few infrastructural changes. 7 years on, Bus Connects is set to be complete by 2030 at a cost ranging between 2.6 and 3.3 billion euro. But as the years go by, many commuters expected more services to be in place. Gary Marshall from the Dublin Commuter Coalition says residents need to stop delaying progress.
Really, we're looking for there is better pedestrian crossings, dedicated bus lanes and safer cycle tracks.
And when it comes to progress, like, do you think, should we be further down the line by now, or what areas would you like to see improvement in?
Yeah, like, people might forget that this was proposed originally in 2017 by Transport Minister Shane Ross. So we're 7 years on, and the NTA have said that it won't really be fully complete until 2030. So it's a very long time. It's a big plan, but there's still a lot of hold-ups, particularly around bus drivers. So there's still a big shortage of bus drivers.
What would you say to homeowners out there now who are still adamant against it? They feel that their area will be completely transformed.
I live in Cabra personally, and there's a lot of objections around a new orbital route, which is supposed to come in. There's a bus stop outside my house. I'm happy with that. But there's a few people that are objecting to the idea of a bus going on the road. So we need to collectively come together and look at the positives, the long term.
So do you think we're still a long way to go in terms of changing attitudes when it comes to public transport?
People will just always stick to the status quo, but we also need political parties to really get behind it and just show people this is the future, this is the vision. There's no point sticking your head in the sand because this is the way things are moving.
Okay, Gary Marshall there, Public Relations Officer with the Dublin Commuter Coalition, speaking to Josh, and I think hitting the nail on the head there, Ciara, when he said people will always stick with the status quo. We don't like change, even if it's change for the better.
No, you're absolutely right, and kind of shooting ourselves in the foot all the time, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.